Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We are the nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. A very lovely morning to you, Lagos, wherever you are. Thank you for joining us on the last 1 hour of the show. If you've been with us since 5 a.m., hey, thank you for always being here. I'm Sheriff Quadri. We're streaming live right now on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. You can also listen via our website, www.nigeriainfo.fm. We've got some great news for you on our website, great content as well. On our website, www.nigeriainfo.fm. You can get our mobile app as well from your respective app stores. Google Play Store for Android users and the App Store for iPhone users. Go on there and download our mobile app. Right there from the mobile app, you can send us messages straight into the studios here anytime we're having any conversation that you'd like to contribute to. Or you can also call us straight from the mobile app as well. That's how awesome it is. Thank you for joining us. This morning, we will be continuing with that conversation that we started yesterday on parents, teachers, and early childhood education on this show. So that's what we are continuing with yesterday. We started, as a matter of fact, from 5 a.m. today, and it's been the teachers versus the parents on the show since 5 a.m. today. It's been quite a heated conversation since 5 a.m. And we'll continue with that. Without wasting much time, let me bring up my guest, Mrs. Amolara Willoughby, a retired but not tired early years practitioner. She's now into training teachers and mentoring schools as well. Mrs. Willoughby, thank you again for rejoining us today. It's good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you. Now we're going to just jump right into it very quickly, and that's because I will just have a brief chat with you, and then would have the phone lines flung open, so that we can have people interact with you, most especially teachers and parents as well, because that's the essence. We'd like to try as much as possible to correct the ills in that particular sector. Just for emphasis sake, Mrs. Willoughby, please, you work with teachers who work with children. Are you with me now, ma?
I am.
Okay, all right. I would like for us to start from this point as to how can parents and teachers work together towards bringing out the best in these children? Because as it is right now, it's looking like, from our conversation yesterday and before that yesterday, it's looking like teachers and school owners are like at the whims and caprices of parents. They are like subject to any decision the parents make. To me, that's to the detriment of the child in the middle. But how can these two work together to bring out the best in a child? Mrs. Willoughby, are you with me? Are you with me, ma'am?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, yes.
Okay. I said I think I'll start from the teachers. The teachers need to materialism in the society and the way parents perceive teachers, they tend to look down on teachers.
Hmm.
Teachers need to do better than they are doing presently. Like somebody said earlier this morning, there are good private schools. There are private schools you just can't mess up. If teachers upgrade themselves and are able to stand as professionals, but unfortunately, the teaching profession is the only profession where you have mediocres working as teachers. They think teaching is just as easy as telling you what they know without applying all other rules.
Without no special skills
involved.
If you
have a quack doctor, he will be fished out as early as possible, but that's not in the teaching profession. If teachers are more professional and they upgrade themselves, parents will view them better and have respect for them.
Right.
All my years in teaching, no parent looked down on me because I knew how I carried myself. Years when I was teaching in homes, the most I can take in your house is water. some years back, I was teaching, I was in a school, I was the head in a school, and the report of a teacher came. Every afternoon, she goes to teach two or three children.
Okay.
She takes lunch there.
Hmm. Hmm.
So how would that home or family, if they are not godly people, respect such teachers, such a teacher? So we need to upgrade ourselves as teachers, the parents to take us more serious, the parents to take us better. There are schools in Lagos here that I know that the parents can't mess up with teachers. You dare not. Because they know their onions, and the management too would forever stand behind their teachers. But as there are schools like that, there are also schools that they call to parents. It's whatever the parents say. That is law. So that's the way I see it.
I want to talk to you about so-called big schools. You heard what a teacher who is no more in Nigeria here now, he mentioned a particular school in Lagos here and his personal experience. Would you subscribe to that notion? Because it's becoming a general notion now that those the so-called big schools are quite there's gross indiscipline in the so-called big schools. And if you subscribe to this idea, what do you think could be responsible for this?
You see, that's what I said when I said teachers need to upgrade themselves. As it is, as I am, and I have some friends, there are some schools I can't go to teach or for employment because I know the antecedents and I know what is going on there presently. And if you don't want to be messed up as a teacher, you don't go there. But because there is no professionalism in teaching and everybody thinks they can teach, they just look for whatever. And whatever they get, they stomach it and they start complaining. Teaching has ethics too. And it's only like, I don't know, there's no statistics. I'm sure 50% of teachers don't know teaching has ethics.
Maybe more. Maybe more than 50%.
Maybe more. That's it. That's why I said I don't have the statistics. So when you are not up to par and you go work for schools like that, they see you as a monkey and offer you peanuts.
Is there a problem with school owners, if that's the case? Is there a problem with proprietors or...
The problem with school owners is the government. There are no policies. And that, well, the policies may be on paper in black and white, but they're never implemented. Years back, I have said it. I knew things would get to the stage. I have not seen a teacher sue a school before. Parents may be able to afford it, but which teacher can sue a school?
That has never happened before.
And it happens every day. I'm not too sure it's ever happened. I think the most I've had is either suing WAEC or suing a school for results or whatever.
On what basis should a teacher sue a school, for instance? On what basis?
I didn't hear you.
On what basis should a teacher sue a school? What could prompt that?
Several. Okay. For instance, now, a teacher is employed.
Yeah.
There's no letter of employment. There's no conditions of service. There's no a layout of the work to be done,
okay,
so that you know your limits and your limitations. All nothing. Right. You're looking for a work because you're looking for work because you're desperate, and you just walk in there and they maybe interview you. Oh, you had A in math. You can imagine a graduate that studied business admin because he had A in WAEC years back. They took him as a math teacher. So if anything happens to a guy like that, you don't have an employment letter. You have nothing to show you've been employed in the school. And you are sacked. You can be sacked within 24 hours. Who do you go to complain? How do you complain? Where's the proof?
I want us to talk some more about morality in schools. Who is responsible for it? The parents or the tutors?
So that you know that I rarely sleep. Remember what happened on the lights this morning?
Yes.
The guy that called twice?
Yes, Delight. Yes, that's the guy that caught twice.
We are talking about during the fasting period. I was just I lifted my head from my pillow when you started talking. Wow, on a program like this, you've called, you've won. You now changed your name. I wonder how you got to know. That is the morality we are talking about. The new normal. Abnormality has become normal for us. Such that when you see someone doing the right thing now, he sticks out like a sore thumb. Looks so strange for doing the right thing. Everyone is now so used to doing the wrong thing, and they get away with it.
Inadvertently, that has rubbed off on our children as well.
Of course, that's it. Because they see those at the top doing it. See the two governors that were let go the other day now and wiped off their papers for life. Wiped off. Completely wiped off. But I'm sure God has not wiped it off.
In a nutshell, this huge surge in immorality in our schools, we can largely fault the larger society for it. Is that what you're saying, ma'am?
The family, excuse me, a combination of family makes up the community.
Okay.
The community grows and becomes the society. It's all interwoven. We are all involved. We are all at fault. It's all of us. We can't put the blame on just one person. It's all of us. But the basis itself, the root of the problem starts from the home, because it's from the home the child goes out as an ambassador of that home. From the home to the community, from the community to the society, from the society to the larger to the country at large. Like a guy who called this morning, I think on Skype, he said he was more scared of what his father would do to him.
That's right.
And like Jimmy says all the time, they would ask you one more time, what? When we were growing up, they had names to protect. But these days, they're not sending you. Don't care. It's the thieves that get get the best melodies from people around. Now work with one job. Now our youth are saying school is a scam.
It's quite unfortunate.
How far we have gone.
It's quite unfortunate.
It's all of us.
It's quite unfortunate. The reason I asked that question, I'm glad that you partly touched on it, was the back and forth this morning between a parent and a teacher. The parent said the teachers are largely to be blamed, and the teacher called and said, no, the parents are largely to, you know, blamed for what is going on with our early childhood education these days. And to be very honest, it transcends early childhood, whatever it is is going on right now, like you rightly mentioned, what happened on the light this morning, and what even students, you know, of high institution, tertiary institution are saying now about education, like she rightly said. But if we keep pushing the blame, like this person is to blame, that person is to blame, how are we to move forward in an attempt to genuinely correct the ills that we have right now? Mrs. Willoughby, I have to be very, very honest with you. What we have is scary right now. It's very scary.
The way things are now, I think it's an individual thing. Parenting should be more intentional. More intentional. Parents have to really go back to basics and start from their own small enclave to make things work. And when parenting becomes intentional, that means the parents will have to monitor their children more, because whatever you do at home may be destroyed outside, because the society is still the way it is. But if we have pockets of parents who are willing to make that change, I think in a few years' time, we should be able to see a change. And if, too, we have volunteers or NGOs that can start going to schools, maybe the upper section of the primary school, that's right. Primary 4-5, primary 6 is extinct now. It's all because of this immoral whatever we are talking about, too. So who will go and talk and reorientate? Maybe like Captain Blade has said, we have reprogrammed, or maybe we reprogram the children. Because sometimes the children, too, may be able to teach their parents good behavior.
That's heavy and that's quite deep. Let's take some calls right now. When we take some few calls, then I'll come back to you on whether there is a need to have some kind of intentional tutoring apart from the NGOs. I mean, some kind of intentional tutoring in our curriculum. I'm not sure whether they have anything like that right now. I'm not exactly sure. You are in that space. You can tell
anything
me better.
Like what, please?
Intentional tutoring, like a subject that deals with morals, behavior, and the rest of them.
I don't know about intentional tutoring, but I know the passion and the zeal each individual teacher has. Will carry him or her through whatever they want to do. And the school, too, monitoring. And that's why I talk about professionalism.
Okay.
I've been talking about professionalism now for like 30 years. Way back then, they used to call me Mama Mrs. Professionalism because I saw that a lot of teachers were not doing things the way they should be done. For instance, it's not to put Adeshewa down. When I was in my days, I could call the parent and talk to the parent about his or her child.
Okay.
But these days, you no longer do. You don't. The school should even have a policy. A lot of schools don't have policies. There was a time I went for a training and I talked about policies. And like three or four proprietresses walked up to me and asked, what is a policy? When you don't have a policy guiding either the parents, guiding the children, guiding the teachers, you just run in a, I don't even know what word to use. Before you talk to a parent about his or her child, go to your supervisor or the head. I observe this. I would want to talk to Mrs. So-and-so about her child.
Right.
If the head teacher gives you the go-ahead, go ahead. Then you won't be sacked. But if the head teacher says, please don't, I don't want their wahala because of the money they would lose, you keep your mouth shut. That's what I call the new normal now, especially for teachers. And that's part of the ethics I was talking about. I remember when I started teaching way back in the 80s, early 80s, in one of the top schools in Lagos. There was this child that was that had a stepmom, and she wasn't well looked after, though the father could afford the school. And she was always unkempt. So I would comb to school. I would always comb her hair for her. And there was a day I now sat down. I cut her nails for her. My dear, I almost ended up in area, what is in Ajegunle then, because the school was in Apapa. The woman said I should produce the nails I cut.
My word.
Way back then in the 80s. So that's how I learned. I learned fast. So whatever happened, if I had done that in the presence of the head teacher,
right,
you know she would have had my back.
That's right. That's right.
But I didn't.
Let's go to break. When we return, parents are already calling. I don't know if teachers are calling, but parents are calling. We'll take this short break and we'll be right back with you. Lagos, if you're joining us, you're welcome. We'll be back with more.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
And we are the nation's number one talk station. I am Sheriff Quadri. Welcome back. We're streaming live on Facebook. We're also live on YouTube. 8:40 is the time. from our students. Before we get back to our conversation and hear from parents this morning, let me announce that the treasure hunt competition is on right now on our web, on our website, on our mobile app. Now, what you have to go and search for is quite straightforward and straight to the point. Okay, now the I Beg to Differ student debate tournament logo is a treasure hunt today. That's what you're looking for. The I Beg to Differ student debate tournament logo is what you are looking for. Now, the first person to find this logo on the Nigeria Info mobile app, we win 5,000 naira. Good luck to you on that one. Now, talking about I Beg to Differ, how would you like to know the I Beg to Differ student debate competition? I mean, how well do you know the I Beg to Differ student debate competition? How well, really? Now, you can test your knowledge by participating in the I Beg to Differ online quiz. Yes, we have that ongoing online quiz. You can visit our website, nigeriainfo.fm, and attempt 5 questions on our website. The fastest participant with the most correct answers will win 5,000 naira. You should also be aware that quizzes will hold Tuesday through Friday. So it started yesterday all the way to Friday, because I Beg to Differ is making a return next week, May 4. Just go and note that down. I Beg to Differ returns next week. All right. Now, quiz will be live on the website from 12 noon to 3 p.m. That's right. It will be live from 12 noon to 3 p.m. every day from yesterday to Friday. Now, the winners will be announced every day on Hard Facts. All righty. So, best of luck to you, to the potential winners. Okay. Now, let's get back to our conversation this morning. We lost the connection to Mrs. Samolara Willoughby. We'll try and get her back. While we wait to get her back, let's have a conversation right now with you, the parents, with you, the teachers, with community leaders, because this is the future we're talking about. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. I would plead with you to please make your submission quite short and then straight to the point. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning. Good yes, morning,
please. Yes, please, good morning.
Yeah, my name is Imam Taufik Mizad. I just want to comment on what you referred to as intentional
tutoring.
Intentional teaching, talking about teaching morality. And
yes, yes.
As an imam, before I go to the office on Tuesdays and Fridays, I go to a public school around my area and go to the assembly and teach morals there. And I think we should go beyond the curriculum to instill moral values, which is not aimed at proselytizing in the heart of the children, because whether Muslim children or Christian children, I don't segregate, and I don't use the school platform for my preaching as far as Islamic propagation is concerned. I go there because of morality, because this is germane, whether you're Muslim or Christian, is germane to all.
Right.
So I want to support this idea, because I know that we can't get it through the school curriculum. We have to be intentional about it. And this is a time for us. We could see the signposts everywhere.
It's everywhere.
That there is complete moral bankruptcy across board, regardless of the divide.
Right.
So I want to join voice with you and further appeal that I'm an imam and I do my work beyond my own official schedules, take time out to go to schools. I want to encourage all imams and pastors out there, go beyond proselytizing, go beyond so-called winning souls, go beyond converting these children for better product, making them better product for national growth and security.
Right. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for calling me. I appreciate it. I really do. I'd like to hear more from parents and teachers this morning. Good morning to you. Please turn off your radio. Please do that.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
Yeah, sorry, my name is Jukes, and I want to appreciate you for the great work you are doing.
Thank you. Thank you.
I want to link what we're discussing this morning with what happened at Christmas school.
Okay.
It's many people are looking at the bad side of it. But I want to tell you that there's a good side of that.
Okay.
That is the awareness. It's now an eye-opener. it has opened the eyes of parents, including myself, to what is going on, that we need to pay more attention.
Right.
We
right.
need to train the mind, even the mind of parents. What you are doing now is exposure. You are mentoring parents that we need to be more involved in what's going on in the life of our kids.
Right.
So the media house, we are doing a great job. And the time is now. We need to sustain the job we are doing so that the right thing will be, the right training will be done so that we'll have a better society. Thank you.
Thank you, too, for calling me. Appreciate it. For those who are just tuning in, you're welcome. The numbers to call, 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. And we have a female-only line, 01465-7190. That is 01465-7190. That's our female-only line. I needed to call that out because I didn't say that earlier. Good morning to you.
Hello, Sherry. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes. I didn't even start the show on time, but I listened yesterday, so right. I know it's part of the same life we're talking about today. Sheriff, I think most of the problem, again, is our employers are also not helping matters, to parents. When you see that this person is a family man, they still give you, they don't want to give you breathing space. And they understand that it is when you have a happy home, a better society.
Hello? Hello? Oh, we lost that call eventually. Do try and call me back, okay? I would really appreciate it. Good morning to you.
Hello, Sheriff. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Caller Ole on the line.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
First time caller.
Good to have
you. I think where we all got it wrong, right from the onset, is both everybody rushing out to make a living. So we neglect our kids. We don't follow them up. So I think now, all of us, both our parents, we have to go back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
And start correcting the errors we've all made. Because I can tell you, it has really gone bad.
It has.
So we have the morals, there's no more ethics. So we all have to go back to the drawing board to put all of that in place.
Right.
That we can get it right again.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you, too, for calling me. Appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
I needed to turn off your radio right away. Please do that. Thank you.
We, the parents, we have really faith concerning our children. We cannot discipline our children. The teacher cannot discipline our children. We forget the children that will be different. So,
Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Oh, we lost that call. Let's hang over, take another one. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, please.
Hello.
I'm with you. Please go on ahead.
Okay. Are you online? Are you on?
You're on the air right now. Please go on.
Okay. Sheriff, your boy, Chooks.
Welcome.
How are you?
Doing okay, thank you.
Well, in my own opinion, I think we have to look at, when the Bible said that when the foundation is bad, what do you think that the righteous will do? Hello?
I'm with you, Chooks. Please go on.
Yes, when the foundation is bad, what would the righteous do? The foundation is the recruitment system in the university. Those in faculty of education are the ones that bring in people with lowest JAM score. You see somebody that applied for law, medicine, engineering, and they end up not getting admission. The person will now tell you, they gave me
go and do education.
What was the score? Lowest score. Then that's one. So until we correct that part, because people believe that teachers don't earn more. That's why nobody applies for education courses. You go and study education courses. They that thing we call moral instruction. I don't know if they are still doing it. And civic education. But those things are just a male teaching subject. You just do it for
doing. Do you teach to schools to go and even help in teaching these morals?
That's what I told you, that even religion in schools that are afflicted to some churches, the pastors come to teach them on Thursday. They do that in some schools, especially in government schools, not in private schools.
Okay.
Private schools are just business ventures. They are not They are just there to make money.
I don't think government schools are attached to any religion houses.
Maybe in Lagos, maybe in other places that they're like in my state, there are schools in my that are close to my churches that are there's one they name them after the church. So religious leaders go there. I don't know about Lagos.
Okay. All right, Chicks.
Schools in Lagos.
Thank you, Chicks.
All over the country, where some schools, some churches and mosques.
Thank you, Chicks.
Some of the schools are under them.
So, thank you. Let's leave it there. But thank you for calling me. I appreciate it. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
All right. My name is Timmy.
You're welcome.
I'm a first-time caller.
It's good to have you.
Okay, I'm a teacher.
Fantastic.
Okay, talking about the case of the Christian girl, I think this is the one we are seeing now. This same thing happened in all the schools.
And that's why we're having this conversation.
I teach lower nursery, early years and all that.
Okay.
But I have children in secondary school, in one of the top schools in Lagos State.
Okay.
And my son told me, Mommy, this is something that happened around. You know, this school in quote is supposed to be a Christian, you know, they have these Christian values and all that.
Right.
But I said, Mommy, this happens in school, that he hears Jesus. That children send nude pictures to themselves and all that and all that. And you know, I want to say that teachers, I know what I do when I teach. You know, I know how I really have passion to make children, you know, have good character, to instill good values in children. And I see some of my colleagues too. Sometimes we are not really, we can't really do much, let me just put it like that, because of the restriction we get from the school authority.
Right.
But I know most of my colleagues have this passion, oh, these children must just have good values, they must end up well and all that. But you see, the feedback we get from parents sometimes is alarming. And we talk to ourselves, are we not also parents, even though we are teachers? So I want to say that parents should be more intentional.
Right.
My son told me about that. I'm very sure the class teacher might not know about it. Do you get it? But if you give device to your children and they use it, they should be monitoring and you should be able to see what they are doing at any point in time.
Thank you.
My son, I have 15 years and 13 years. They have phones.
Okay.
But I tell them, I say, you know my password, you know your daddy's password. And there is no secrecy in this thing. I need to know your password so I can pick up their phone, go and through check it at any point in time.
Right.
And, you know, they Thank know, you. Okay, we have screen time. Because Thank the app phone does not give them room to use the phone all through the day.
Right.
They know this is screen time. And I make them drop their phone in my room.
Fantastic.
You can't use it beyond this time.
Thank you, Tammy. I'm really sorry. I'm really, really sorry. I am running out of time. I'm really sorry. I was saying thank you. But I must go. That's our show today. Before I go, let me announce the winner of Treasure Hunt on the Morning Crossfire. Victor Steving, that's your name. Congratulations to you. You've won yourself 5,000 naira. On our topic for today, we'll bring you back perhaps next week because I feel that there's a lot more that you need to tell me as parents and as teachers. So let's have this again next week, sometime next week, either Tuesday or Wednesday. We'll do this again. No. Tuesday, Wednesday is taken. Okay. We shall find a way to bring it on the show next week, eh? I'm Sherif Quadri on Twitter, Sherif Quadri on Instagram, Sherif Quadri on Facebook. I'll see you tomorrow at 5 on the Morning Crossfire. Good morning to you.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.